From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Department of Agriculture has scheduled a Pesticide Clean Day event for March 29th in Coffee County. Offered once a year, the event is open and free to all Georgians. However, due to limited waste disposal capabilities, the event is geared toward private and commercial pesticide license holders who need to safely dispose of outdated or canceled restricted use pesticides. For more on the event, contact the UGA Extension Office. For the second straight week, the nation's average gas price increased up 8 cents from a week ago to $3.44 per gallon. That's up 7.1 cents from a month ago, but down 87.7 cents from a year ago. But the national average diesel price fell 4.1 cents and stands at $4.30 per gallon, 82.1 cents lower than a year ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the diesel price continues to slowly decline as our consumption lightens. Farm real estate values increased considerably in 2022, but showed signs of softening late in the year as interest rates on farm loans jumped to decade highs alongside increases in the federal funds rate. The Kansas City Fed says while the value of most farmland continued to rise, the increase was the slowest since early 2021. The outlook for agricultural credit conditions in 2023 also remained generally positive despite some ongoing concerns.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.